This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
What's your overall theme for 2014? Are you overweight, neutral, or underweight on KLCI?
Well, our year-end 2014 KLCI target, as highlighted previously, is 1940, and we are maintaining that target for now. Now, looking into next year, we think that Malaysian equities defensiveness will stand out once again amid the external volatilities. We think that U.S. will be a key factor, with the Fed's QE tapering or QE taper to be the most anticipated development in the early part of next year. And any further delays will result in a periodic volatilities in global capital markets, as investors will have to continue deciphering U.S. economic data to predict the QE tapering's timing as well as quantum. Now, the positives are that for the first time in 3 years, all major advanced economies actually grew for 2 consecutive quarters in second quarter and third quarter of this year. And there is now greater confidence in a global recovery. In Malaysia, political concerns have diminished since the 13th general election. Domestic liquidity remains ample. Malaysia's macroeconomic policies, banking and corporate balance sheet are strong. Equity earnings growth will continue. And we are looking at 8% plus earnings growth for the KLCI core earnings, compared to just about 5%+ growth this year.
Sounds very positive. What sort of strategies are you recommending?
Well, there will be periods of volatility, as mentioned, on the coming from the external front. So we would advise our investors to focus on the value stocks in the near term, and to pick up on the big caps on the broader market dips.
Well, in terms of value stocks, some of the favorite sectors that you hear a lot about are construction, oil and gas. Are you seeing any value stocks here, or is your focus more on other sectors?
Well, we remain overweight on the construction as well as the oil and gas sectors. In the construction sector, what we are looking for is the major infrastructure projects. We think the good news is that, as we have seen in Budget 2014, major infrastructure projects will continue. So far, we are awaiting the award of the Klang Valley MRT2. In addition, we believe that the missing link of the double rail track from Gemas to Johor Bahru will be awarded next year. We also expect to see some work starts at the West Coast Expressway next year as well. Now, in oil and gas, Petronas' target to grow its domestic production is intact. We think that next year, risk-sharing contracts will continue to be awarded. There will be new drilling awards, offshore supply vessel charters, fabrication works, and we also would expect Petronas' decision on Rapid sometime in April or May next year.
But where the plantation sector is concerned, Shuhan, demand looks fairly weak from India and China. What's your view on this plantation sector?
For the sector, we think if we look at the last couple of months, CPO price have made a meaningful recovery in the fourth quarter of this year, averaging about 2,006 ringgit per ton. That's due to palm oil supplies have been tight, and as the market has priced in biological tree stress. Now, we believe that the current CPO price is sustainable. I think for China's side, economic growth, we are still looking at about 8% for next year. And that's the current CPO price is quite in line with our forecast average CPO ASP of 2,600 ringgit per ton for next year. Higher CPO as well as palm kernel prices and lower fertilizer costs, which we expect into next year, which offset rising wages and production FFB recovery after biological tree stress which hurt output in the current year. We think these will be the key earnings drivers into 2014.
And which are your top picks, Shuhan?
Our top buys presently, we have highlighted before, are still Hong Leong Bank, AMMB, Bumi Armada. In construction is IGM Corporation. We also have Time.com, Chaya Mata Sarawak, as well as MPHB Capital as our top buys presently. Now, we also like Baraka as an upcoming small mid-cap type of oil and gas play. And we have also recently upgraded Tenaga to a buy, as we think that it's a new space tariff sets a sustainable earnings base for the stock. We should re-rate the stock further.
any specific stocks or sectors that you're avoiding, Chuhan?
Yes, there is one particular sector that we presently has an underweight on. That's the property sector. We downgraded the sector after budget 2014, as we think that drastic property cooling measures will actually slow sales into in next year. Already, we are seeing the developers going back to the drawing board in terms of the types of products to be launched next year and their sales targets as well. Now, of course, valuations have come off since budget 2014. Share prices have come off. But more important, I think right now is actually to see the impact first. The sector earnings delivery will still be fine. We still anticipate a growth in earnings next year. That's because of major or record sales that we have seen in the last 1 year plus or two. But then if property sales fall you know, drastically next year, worse than expected, then this will have an impact on earnings into 2015 and 16.
Thanks very much, Wong Chu Han, Head of Research at Maybank Investment Bank.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, The Business Station.